Hello, everybody. This is Chiru with AboveTopSecret.com. I'm just podcasting random BS and making fun of people on chat. I'm going to give a shout out to Salad. You know who you are. Go out and buy some shoes. GMAC enjoys. I don't think I said that right. Spread the Truth, Shugo, Omega, Bales, 44, and Angry. Half of these people are idle, and they should stop being idle in chat, because last time I checked, chat was for chatting and not for just sitting on your, you know what. So I wanted to bring up the fact that even though it's a forum for conspiracies, it's actually turned into quite a social networking site, I think. I want to say hi to Nyorai. He just came in. it's not just a conspiracy chat anymore. It's not just a forum for conspiracies. It's meeting people. You meet people all over the globe, you know, and, you know, from Australia to, people in the UK, people in the US. but it's also turned into, a lot of people are meeting in real life and they're talking about this, and it's really cool. And it's also, for some of us, it's actually become more than just a social networking site. I actually met my, I guess you call him boyfriend. We're an item, yes, you guys. We're an item, Ian. More serotonin, please. I think it's cool that a website can do that, even though it's conspiracy related, and you figure there might be, you know, a little trust issues going on. But I don't think so. So I think that's a really neat thing about ATS that I've come to enjoy about the website. Also, you know, big shout out to more serotonin, please, because I wubs him. I was like way too sappy, and if you guys vomited, I'm sorry. I also wanted to talk about a dream I had recently, and this one's kind of weird because I think a lot of the ones I had, you know, you have dreams where it's really easy to kind of figure out their symbols and they're easily interpreted. And this one, it just didn't seem like, it was just so dumb, so dead serious and just straightforward, I think, that it doesn't really need interpreting. Some of us have those dreams where it's not just all silly symbols like, oh, you know, I dreamed I was in a fun house and I broke a mirror, and that means I breaking out of my shell or something like that. It's not like that at all, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand with all the things that me and several other people, not just on ATS, have been feeling, and it's something's going on. And I said this before on my other podcast, my last podcast, I said the exact same thing. It was about the Stephenville lights. And it's just getting worse. Well, I wouldn't say worse, but you guys know what I'm talking about. But this one is so straightforward, and it seems like it nothing from it indicates anything from, like, a past event or present, because, you know, I'm nowhere near a forest. Nope. But maybe very soon, I hope. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. More serotonin, please. In this dream, it was dark out, and, I was outside this rickety old building, no electricity, it was just pretty much breaking apart, it was that old, and it was kind of outside of a forest, and I was, stargazing, and I see these three lights zooming by me, and I just had this feeling like I should go follow it, because I think, you know, I just had this feeling that, there was something there waiting for me, kind of thing, and so I kind of chased after it, and I ended up in the middle of the forest. I don't even know, it just kind of happened. I was just there. I'm like, oh, hey, that's cool, and it wasn't just me there. There were a lot of other people there, just in the middle of the forest, hanging out, quite literally, just waiting, chilling. Some were talking to each other, and some were just kind of standing there looking kind of dumb. No offense to whoever's standing there looking dumb. It just kind of looked that way. And I started wandering around this area because I thought there were people I knew there. No one I knew from real life. I just was, I just knew I was looking for people there. And I did that for a while. I was just kind of wandering around for quite a bit. And then everything kind of disappeared. The forest disappeared. All the people disappeared. And I ended up later on, like, this is a whole blank spot. I don't know. I remember near the end of it, and I was standing on a hill with somebody else. Except there was some guy, and they're really, really freaking tall. But, you know, I'm 5'1", so anything over 5'3 is tall. So, don't make fun of my short people in chat. Especially you, GMAC. There's nothing wrong with being short. We just need help getting stuff on the top shelf. And I woke up to that. I mean, it was really weird. Like, I knew the guy, you know? Like, I don't know how, but I knew him. It was just really, really strange dream. And then, what else? You know, I had this whole plan in my head to start rambling about something, and then I forget. Let's see. And you know what? I just lost it. and the brain has farted. Actually, it's kind of funny because I'm about the dream. I was telling somebody in the Unknown Country website chat the night or the day after I had that dream, and she had one of the chatters in there had brought up that they were listening to Coast to Coast that night. And there was, oh god, I forget who it was, too, but, they were talking about, it's been posted on ATS, too, I'll just have to find the link, about, this director guy having a dream about angels and revelations and stuff, and his whole stance on that, and she just thought it was kind of, it had reminded her, my dream had reminded her, and she brought it up, and I was like, well, that's kind of creepy. And then, oh, the Phoenix Lights, the new Phoenix Lights, that has me giggling, because even my mom, I was talking to her a few weeks ago about it, and she's all, there's no way that you could tie flares to a balloon and have it do that stuff. And I'm like, wow, mom, usually you're like skeptic crazy. My parents are really, really weird. It makes me glad I'm leaving the country so I don't have to deal with their weird. Oh, God. But yeah, it is very, very, very hot in here. I hate New Mexico. And, I think I'm gonna sign off for now because I'm melting and I really need something to drink. So, you guys, I'll probably post another one. I'm coming here, probably just going on and on about more serotonin, please. Because, you know, I'm already annoying people in chat. I gotta annoy people in BTS, too. It's... So I will hopefully post another one later, and I hope you guys enjoyed this one, even though it was just me, blah, 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 blah. I'm really thirsty, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.